Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me...
Hi, and welcome to the Cyber Podcast. My name is Christoph Limpelair, and I will not be your host for this episode. That's right, we have a special episode today with special guests, and I've invited Tom Patterson, Bobby Stemfley, Eric Langford, to share information about an important program called the National Cyber Moonshot, more specifically, the upcoming Cyber Education Workshop. Tom and Bobby are going to be co-hosting the event, and Eric will be one of the panelists. So with that, I'll now hand it over to Tom.
Hey, thanks, and nice to talk to you. Great to have everybody here together. The National Cyber Moonshots Cyber Education Workshop is about to happen, and it's something that we've been working throughout the pandemic on, and we're really happy to be able to bring it in a virtual way to everybody on October 5th and 6th as the kickoff, and then it just will continue going forward with all the participants. It's a really exciting time in innovation for cyber education.
Yeah, I think it's great that we're able to have this during National Cybersecurity Awareness Month as well. And I think it's particularly important in the pandemic to make sure we stay focused on this important topic. So there's been so much going on. Everybody's happily engaged in a variety of things. Tom, you want to tell us a little bit about what the Moonshot is all about? Ground us in how we got here.
Thanks, Bobby. Well, you know, the 2020s have not started off well for most people around in the country and around the world. And the Cyber Moonshot was a project actually started by a group called the NSTAC, which was conceived of back in the 1980s by President Reagan, where a bunch of external experts would have direct path to advise the sitting president on important security issues. And then back in 2018, this group put together a report called the National Cyber Moonshot that really set up a path where if the whole of nation came together to work together, they could meet the goal of having a safe and secure internet for critical infrastructure by the end of this decade. So while we may have started off stumbling in the 2020s, this National Cyber Moonshot is all about coming out of this decade with a safe and secure internet where we can rely on our critical infrastructure like banking and transportation and communications, and not always be chasing our tail. Really a seminal report at the White House. It's something that the country is rallying around. People up on the Hill and Congress are talking about have bills now to fund it. There's a lot of people in the private sector and academia in the government that are all beginning to work together on the six different pillars that this report identified as absolutely key to figure out and get working together by the end of this decade. One of them is technology. Another one is sort of user behaviors. A third is a trusted ecosystem. Fourth is figuring out how to get privacy right. Fifth is figuring out what new policies we may need. And the sixth and very important one, equally important pillar of the National Cyber Moonshot, is fixing cyber education. We need to do it from top to bottom. And this workshop is all about getting that going in America today.
And the education pillars in the report talk about needing a trusted workforce to build and operate the next generation of the infrastructure, and focused on the entire life of the user community, right? Making sure they're able to make the right decisions and operate in this new environment. In this workshop, we really are focusing on those two activities, on making sure that we know what are the skills that are needed and how we can provide the kind of workforce necessary to build a next generation of infrastructure. What's the pipeline? And Eric, your work with the K-12 community here, I think it's been really, really profound. Do you want to talk about that for just a second?
Sure. One of the goals that I have, or I think that a lot of people in education, especially around cybersecurity, have is how do we, just as you mentioned, how do we get these kids ready for these roles? And one of the goals that we have is coming up with ways that we could have kids walk right out of high school into certain cyber roles. And that starts with beginning in kindergarten and getting kids to think with a cybersecurity mindset. It kind of goes back to the philosophy of secure by design, where you don't design something and then later later come in and try to add security onto it. But you start at the beginning and get people to think from the beginning, why do I need to think about security in this way? Why do I need to think about privacy? How does it affect everything that I do, and how will it affect my career and, you know, my career, myself, my family, and our country going ahead? So I think that's what we're really focused on.
And you're going to be running a panel for us at the workshop. What kind of people do you have? Is it just the normal academics, or what have you put together for us?
No, we've got a couple of different people. I do have one person who's an academic, and what she has is a nice initiative where she looked at this problem from kind of the top level down and said, look, you know, there's a number of administrators, school employees, they don't understand cybersecurity. So how can I create a program to address that so that they do understand cybersecurity, not only to teach it, but just to understand it from the administrative side. We have somebody who was with Microsoft for a number of years, and really what he talks about is how security is and the future of the cybersecurity workforce, and it goes beyond technical skills for cyber for have the right skill set. You know, it's more of a, you've got to have the human side to things. We have somebody, actually one of the guests that I think will be great is, he's actually a student, and I had interviewed him before, but he got in some trouble when he was in school. He's about 17 now. But he has some really good input on ways that schools and K-12 programs can change so that students like him can be educated the proper way, and instead of going down the wrong path, can be utilized to help you know, build capacity and create or fill some of these roles that will be open.
Well, that's, as Bobby said, that, you know, K-12 is one of the key components that the report calls out is needing to be addressed. I know that you're going to be bringing in some really innovative ideas because I've talked to some of your panelists. So I think the people that are going to be attending are going to hear a lot of good stuff. But I do want to make a point about this workshop. And it is really, it is not a bunch of speeches and a bunch of panels. This is all set up so that we start to get people thinking about what's possible, thinking about seeing some of the things that are happening in different pockets of this country in cyber education. But the whole workshop is set up to be an active workshop where we're really listening to the participants. So we set it up so that even in this era of the pandemic where we can't get together in person, we've set up a lot of small moderated breakout rooms where everybody gets a voice, where after you've heard Eric's panel, then you get to go in and really discuss what would it work in your area. You're a company that needs work, you know, more workers, or you're worried about users, or you're an academic that's looking for new ways to convey. Whatever your aspect is, the workshop's set up so that we're spending most of our time listening, capturing information, and really setting up a real informed dialogue. This is not going to be about, hey, we need more money and more teachers. You know, we need more people to take this same old classes. Everybody knows that. We know we need that. But what else is going on? What innovative things can be done? And we've really stacked the deck with wonderful things that are happening in little pockets of America that most of the attendees have never heard of so far. And this is, we're going to do this information exchange. And then really excitedly, we're going to set up an ongoing program where all the participants can invite additional people and they can really keep this alive and make use of it in their own particular aspect of cyber education.
Yeah, I think that, Tom, that that's so important that it isn't about just showing up for 2 days and, you know, rolling up your sleeve for 2 days. It's about continuing to connect through the www.nationalcybermoonshot.com site, through future collaborations. It's a workshop, not a conference, because we're actually asking people to come and participate, to bring their ideas, to help overcome the barriers that perhaps someone has found in scaling their program, to really hear about what's being done in an innovative way. One of the things one of the panels is on innovations outside of K-12, right? Innovations in training and higher education and other activities. And so we have people from with Luke McCormick from the U.S. Cyber Challenge and the Center for Internet Security talking about the Cyber Challenge, and they're doing their Super Bowl right now, as well as Women's Society of Cyber Jitsu talking about diversity issues there. And I think we've got Bev Scott, don't we, from the NIAC, who really thinks about the diversity issue in a different way. So really pleased to have this kind of dialogue beginning in this 2-day activity, but then carrying forward.
And one of the things that we learned early on in this, we had a smaller workshop earlier in the summer where we had just 25 experts coming together to really help us frame this. One of the things we learned there was this sort of tying together of workforce requirements and cyber education. There seemed to be two parallel efforts in America, and there was a misalignment. There was a gap there. Education, cyber education was turning out people, and they weren't getting the jobs. They weren't ready to fill the jobs. And the workforce were saying, hey, we really do need people, but not every people. We need very specific things. And so one of the panels we're talking about that we're having here is people representing that work, the workforce requirements at a very specific level. So we're having, you know, the executive director of the Cyber Solarium, which is the Congress's effort to try and get a handle on cybersecurity for America. It's really representing what the federal government needs to hire in terms of cyber workforce going forward. We have Dr. Beverly Scott, who sits on the NIAC, another presidentially chartered commission that focused just on our critical infrastructure. And she's representing companies that aren't in the government, but that run our telecoms, or that run our banks, or that run any of the different aspects of our critical infrastructure and what they are looking for. And then we have the CEO of a big AI company that's talking about what she needs when she's trying to grow her workforce. And it's you're going to hear it's very different than what a lot of schools are still churning out. It's not CISSPs and security pluses and you know how to program this. There's some real specific things tied to these advanced technologies. So this workforce panel, I think, is going to go a long way towards uniting the discussion that unites cyber education and cyber workforce.
Yeah, one of the things I love about the Moonshot Report, and Tom, you had the privilege, I had the privilege of participating in the development of it, but you really helped drive us as a committee to putting on pen to paper and really bringing forward some unique ideas that spanned industry, government, academia, and looked at the problem from a variety of perspectives. Is we've brought that into the education pillar as well. And so we're really talking about what's the right narrative. Remember, the second thing that the pillar outcome was making sure that all the users have the capacity to make the right decisions, that really understand from K to gray, as right. You call it, you call it out, Tom. And so we're bringing in some media folks to help us think about what's the role of Hollywood here? What's the role of the media in helping us to really characterize all of this in a way that both excites people to come into the field, but then helps the user community to understand what their role here is as well.
And you're so right, Bobby. Really that, exciting part. That talk is really going to be fun for everybody. The team that's doing that, led by some of the most famous security experts in America that have given their lives and careers towards supporting, you know, making cyber defenses work for the country, and private and public sector. They've teamed up with people in Hollywood with the single premise that, you know, white papers and PDFs are not going to cut it when we're trying to change the user behaviors and make everyone a more secure, safer user of the internet going forward. So we needed help, we needed change. And so they've teamed up with groups in Hollywood that have done amazing things just to get it started. And they'll be sharing some of those things. We've got some early videos of some of the work that they're doing. And it just goes so far well beyond what the sort of yesterday's approach to try and win the hearts and minds of the user community.
Yeah, Tom and Bobby, I just want to go back too to something you both mentioned earlier, and that's the participation part and how important that is. The I participated in one of the other workshops, and it's really great to have all these people come together and present ideas. So just anybody listening, please go to the website, nationalcybermoonshot.com. Fill out the form that you'd be interested in joining. We need those ideas. We need to hear from everybody. This is a national problem, and we want to hear those ideas that maybe nobody else has presented. So please bring those ideas and share them with everyone.
I appreciate that, Eric. Go ahead, Bobby.
Oh, no, please, Tom.
I appreciate that, Eric. You obviously attended the one we did the end of last year to help build a trusted ecosystem. And that effort is already up and running. That happened in Auburn in November of last year, in November of 2019. And again, that was the starting point. And now groups are meeting and companies are teaming up and progress is being made. Congress is supporting it with funding. Government activities are supporting it with projects. So there's a lot of real positive capability coming out of this between the National Cyber Moonshot Report in 2018 and the Cyber Solarium Report earlier here in 2020. We really are all saying the same things around cyber education. We're coming together with this. This is the opportunity for everybody that has an idea to be heard, to get it amplified, to get it explained, to find partners, and really make a difference in America today. It's not about listening. We'll have plenty of short, inspiring talks and talks about innovation and some panels to get a lot of different opinions out there. But it's all set up to seed your user attendee interaction. What do you think? And people are listening. So the head of the CISA in the Department of Homeland Security has already said we're taking the output of this workshop and using input to some of the proceedings that they're going to be doing in making changes in America. So we are ready to take your voice, listen to it, package it up, team it up, but we're all about making a difference. So you've heard Bobby and Eric talk about where to go, the www.nationalcybermoonshot.com. It's just a very simple little informative website. Talks about what we did in Auburn last year, talks about what we're doing here around cyber education, and it asks you for your thoughts and asks you to get involved. If you are a player in this space, if you have ideas in this space, and as Eric said, we have students, we have high school students that have come up with great ideas. One of them will be a panelist in our talk next week. But we also have some of the world's top security experts, some of the world's biggest CEOs, some of the government's most important security players, people from Capitol Hill and from the White House and from Homeland Security. Across the board, people are coming together because this is an important issue, and it's all about getting the right people, listening to them, and then getting to work. So I want to thank you guys. Bobby, thank you for co-hosting this event. You're phenomenal to work with. And Eric, you've been a gem to come up and a perfect guy to lead the K-12 panel with all the work you've been doing in that space. We've got a lot more folks there that will all be at the workshop on October 5th and 6th. And then that's the great starting point. You get everything injected into your brain in the mornings of those 2 days. And then there's a lot of work to be done from there. But you'll have friends and colleagues that are like-minded, ready to work on the same projects you are.
Yeah, and I want to thank Christoph and Cyber for giving us both this platform and being engaged. The way I know that we'll be successful is everybody we talk to just wants to help and be a part. And so... really appreciate all the energy and time.
And while we're thanking, Unisys for their ongoing support of the Moonshot and the Center for Internet Security for their support of this workshop. We could not have done it without both of those groups supporting.
And the I3P and American University.
I left them for you, Bobby. All right, this is going to be great fun. I hope everybody has a chance to come in and participate next week. If this is your space, if cyber education, innovation in cyber workforce issues. If this is your space, we want your voice. This is your chance to really get involved.
Yeah, please come join us.
Christoph?
Bobby, Tom, and Eric, thank you for joining us on the show, and thank you for sharing your program and workshop. I personally definitely look forward to attending, and I hope to see some of you there. So please go to nationalcybermoonshot.com to check it out and to request an invitation. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in our next episode.